Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women, and happy holidays. I hope everyone is having a great week. And it's hard to imagine next week when we will be connecting on the radio. It'll be 2014. So I wish everyone a safe and a happy New Year's celebration. And again, this week we are having discussions with women presenters from the WOW community for our conference that is every February. We're in our 22nd year. Our theme is The New Paradigm, Riding the Wave of Heart. It's all about heart consciousness and bringing that in, which is great. Now during the holidays, we can touch into that heart consciousness. So my first guest is Robin Youngblood. She's a shamanic practitioner trained in ancient medicine ways by her native elders and by indigenous shamans around the world. She is the traveling ambassador for Grandmother Circle the Earth Foundation. Robin is also a mentor for Barbara Marks Hubbard's Agents of Conscious Evolution. She's a member of the World Council of Elders, Water Song Lines, Mothers of the Waters Council, and the Seven Generations World Wisdom Council. And she currently travels the world sharing the medicine wheel, teachings of balance, harmony, relationship, and co-creation. Her website is www.dreamingshaman.com. And she's going to give a workshop at the conference called Sweet Medicine Dance on Saturday, February 15th. So welcome, Robin.
Well, thank you, Chris. It's great to talk to you again.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to having you at the conference. It's been a couple of years, but first, I want you to share with the audience, I would like to know, like, when you were young, who was your mentor? Who was the most impactful teacher when you were just starting this journey? I mean, you've been on it a long time, and you grew up in this environment of, so tell us a little bit about your background and
well, I would say Martin Hybear was my first impactful teacher. He was Lakota Sioux. He's gone now in the spirit world. And he was the medicine man for the first Sundance I attended as a young adult. He was quite, Martin was amazing. He was 91, I believe, when he passed. And I think one of the first teachings that he gave me that I have held and worked with for 35, 40 years now is there are only two things in life, love and fear. You get to choose which you will be in. Wherever there is great love, all that is fear must appear in order for love to shine its light into it to heal it. That teaching alone has carried me through life.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know even like with my animals, I remember having a dog, it was very obvious that what he knew was love or fear. And when there wasn't love around, say my husband and I, we might have an argument, he would get our attention to give us back to love.
Yep. And in this particular time, since 2012, this teaching is crucial. Everything that is from the past paradigm, most of it's based on fear. That's where greed comes from. It's where the harm that we've done to each other has come from. And in this time, we're being asked to focus entirely on love.
And sometimes that's hard to do when we read the news and there's so much going on that brings fear into our lives. And so, you know, that it's hard for us to find that balance.
It is. And I'm very grateful for Martin for giving that teaching so early in my life, because it's been a constant lens for me to look at the world and see where I'm at. So in each and every moment, I'm looking to see, am I in fear or am I in love? If I'm in fear, what do I need to do to shift the fear to love?
Well, let's talk about, and I want to get into that later, but I want to talk about your, because you travel around the world, and you're this ambassador and this mentor for others, and how all that came to be, and your experiences that you might share about that.
Well, in 2006, Grandmother's Circle of the Earth had their second meeting on the Big Island of Hawaii and invited me to come. When I looked at it, I realized that it matched a dream that I've had for many, many years. One of the ancient indigenous prophecies is that this is the time for women to step forward in our soft, nurturing power, our mana, our giving and peacemaking qualities, in order to heal what's transpired over the last several thousand years. And when I saw that these grandmother elders from the indigenous nations were gathering together under that same prophecy as a way of fulfilling that prophecy, I knew that this was a place that I wanted to be. As I've traveled over the last several years, it became apparent that more and more grandmothers are wanting to step up. We are the wisdom keepers. We've been through life's experiences, the whole spectrum. And many grandmothers now are raising grandchildren due to drugs and the fear-based environment that our children were raised in. And so more and more women are coming to the point of realizing that as elders, we have a responsibility to the children and to the seventh generation. And we also have the gifts and abilities and life experience to put some of these things into action. We're also the prayer holders and the ceremonial keepers. And for me, when I saw Barbara's wheel of co-creation, it was the next level of the medicine wheel. I've worked with the medicine wheel for 35, 40 years now, as a lens for viewing what needs to happen in my own life and helping others to see what needs to happen in theirs. When I saw the wheel of co-creation, the hub at the center is where the vision is held. And the vision is held through prayer, ceremony, ritual, grounding, and connecting and aligning with the spiritual world that wants to support us. The wheel itself, the spokes of the wheel, are all the individual gifts that need to be brought to the table in order to realize a vision. And the co-creation comes from understanding what the wheel is and seeing where we can offer ourselves and what ways we want to offer ourselves in order to co-create something new. This is a time of emerging wisdoms that are based in ancient cultures, but in new technologies. So the blend of the two is something that we haven't experienced before. And being able to put this together is very important in this time, because things have to shift, and we are shifting them.
So you mean bringing these two together, you mean bringing the attributes of love and peace with and the gathering and all that, together with technology, that because we're in this new world
of love and peace, gathering together, also the ancient foundational wisdom. Indigenous people throughout the world know how to work with the land, the elements, all our relations, we call it, which is our relationship to all the animals, the plants, Sky Father, Mother Earth, to live in balance and harmony, not above, but with all of these, all aspects of creation.
But I think we're in an interesting time where we can find these groups of people of like mine, or if you're searching for this through the internet, it's so much more accessible, because I think before we were more isolated and you didn't know what other groups were doing. And now, like for with women's groups, I can see where other women's groups are around the country and around the world doing this great work. And that gives us hope, too, when we hear about, because we don't hear about these things in the general media.
You know, that's absolutely true, and that's where the blend with technology comes in. You know, for you and I have been here in Seattle for many, many years. I went away for 15 years to Maui, but for 20 years before that, I held Women's Circle here. And those women are all still friends. They're all still working in the community. We raised children together. We went through births and deaths, marriages and divorces, and all kinds of things together. Jobs, job losses, changing careers, all kinds of things. By the fact that they've held the ground and they still work together and we still have ceremony together, we have that ancient foundational principle in place. Now it's time to let the new dream emerge and see where we go from here. And technology is a great part of that. When I was in Australia last month, I was very blessed to be in connection with a couple of different women's circles that have also been in existence for 20, 30 years. And they hold the same kind of energy. Between us, if we have a dream, instead of having to reinvent the wheel the way that we've done continually for the last 100 years, we can cross talk with each other on the internet. One person may have a piece that's here. Another person may have a piece in Australia. The community in Cape Town, South Africa may have a piece. We can put all those pieces together. And we can do it almost instantaneously through the internet.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what we can put together now. And new and even new social media things are happening that, you know, with the YouTube and the videos, and now there's Google Plus and Hangout, where you can see people and talk to people, you know, around the world. There's no, it's like we're eliminating the boundaries there, the borders.
Yeah, I, you know that I have a book, Path of the White Wolf, that teaches the constructs of the medicine wheel and the principles and ways to transform an individual's life. I do Skype sessions now with groups all over the world, and it's a little challenging when I'm in a different place and we have to figure out the time zones across the world, but we manage to do it. And, you know, these students work for a year making dramatic changes in their lives, and even though some might be in Holland, some might be in Africa, some might be in Australia or New Zealand, they all work together, and they begin to form relationship that will continue long after the course is done. Please, fabulous.
Yeah, that's great. And we'll talk more about that when we come back. This is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women, and we'll continue our conversation with Robin Youngblood.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Robin Youngblood. Hey, Robin, can you give your contact information, your website? And I think you mentioned a book, so you might want to share about that, where they can check out your book.
Sure. I have two websites. One is dreamingshaman.com, and that's my personal and business website. And we also have a 501c3 nonprofit. It's a viral community called churchoftheearth.org. What I mean by viral is that we have church members throughout the world, and we're growing continuously. This is a large part of how the work that I do around the world gets done.
Oh, that's great. I'd like to find out more about that, and I'm sure other people would too. So you just go to that website. You can read about it, churchoftheearth.org.
Yes, and it is in development. There are many things happening this year. I'm on land here in Arlington, 6 acres on the Stillaguamish Riverfront. We have eagles and herons and deer and fox and coyote and you name it, we've got it. And we're creating a center here for people to come to do healing work, to learn some of the teachings, to do ceremonies like Sweat Lodge and ceremonies with the waters, etc. So that's all in development through this spring. We're raising money to do some of these projects. We'll have some teepees for people to sleep in, and we're going to be inviting international teachers from around the world to come and share their wisdom as well.
Great. So you've been talking about, some of the things you've been talking about is, to me, has to do like weaving, and the word you use, a world weaver, and you're weaving in, like we're weaving all these people together and weaving all the, you know, the peace and joy and harmony and love together. And can you share a little bit more about this world weaver?
In 2004, my elders said that we needed to start weaving all these threads together. I was not raised in my tribe. My folks were of the generation where it was scary to be an Indian. You couldn't get jobs, et cetera. So they moved away from the reservation. I went back to my people in my early 20s. And in very short order, they said, you're different from us. You're not going to be a reservation Indian. We'll teach you the ceremonies, the principles, the ancient teachings. But you're a bridge. You're part Indian and part white. You're a bridge between nations, between cultures, between religions and spiritual practices. We want you to go out and learn from indigenous elders around the world. And there's a purpose in that. Every culture has a nugget or two of wisdom. No culture has all of it. So we need people like you to create a basket where you collect these nuggets of wisdom. Our old teaching here in the Northwest is that when we saw the settlers were coming in and they didn't honor any of our teachings, didn't think that we had anything that was sacred, the woman took the teachings and they wove them into the baskets. And they held them there until the time would be right to begin to share them again. That time was about the time that I started coming back to my people. And so they wanted me to collect all this wisdom in one basket for the time when it would be right to begin disseminating it again. We're doing that now. So in 2004, we started World Weavers Workshops. And we brought teachers from many different spiritual practices together to share their wisdom as equals. And to sit in round table discussions where people could ask questions about, well, you believe this and this one believes that. What does that mean? And from that, we began to bring these teachings out of this basket and see where the teachings could come together and where we could honor each different level of teaching, each different culture, and still keep the diversity, but begin to weave something new through that. And I believe that we are doing that now. That now is coming into fruition. I watched these young ones, Crystal and Indigo kids, and they didn't forget like we did when we came through the birth canal. I can't teach them the same way that I work with people of our age. We're still remembering ourselves. These kids already remember. If I can't give them something in 5 minutes that they can immediately translate into something that they can work with, they're gone. Because they already really have it. So they'll explore many different cultures. They'll go to Hindu practices. They'll go to Buddhist practices, Native American, transcendental meditation, many, many different fields. And it'll look like they're just dipping their fingers in. But what's really happening is they've already got it, and they're just confirming what they already have. And by taking this bundle and building it with all these different cultural perspectives, they're getting a wholeness that we missed in our generation, and we're still having to recreate. These kids are going to take us to places that we've never been before. It's really amazing.
Yeah, that's nice to hear about. And you're talking about this, you touched on this, how they come in with a memory. So there is a cellular memory that we have. And I think one of the issues of us in the older generation is we haven't been in touch with our bodies. And if we're carrying this memory in our cellular memory, that's within our bodies. And so that's some of the work you do, connecting to that wisdom that's encoded in our DNA. And I think one of the things that you do, you bring it in by dancing, correct?
By dancing, everything that's in our bodies is encoded cellularly. And I've been taught that we have three different lineages. We have the lineage of our bodies, the parents and grandparents that we came through in this lifetime. We have the lineage of all our lifetimes and all the different cultures that we've been involved in those lifetimes. And we have all the spiritual lineages that we've practiced in those lifetimes. They're all encoded in our DNA. And in our generation, we didn't know how to activate them. So a lot of what I work with is helping people to activate those. Now, there's an upside and a downside to that, if you want to look at it that way, in that we also have a lot of contracts and agreements, we call it karma, from other lifetimes that we haven't cleared yet. So part of the process is understanding those other lifetimes and what we brought into this lifetime in order to either clear it or finish it so that we can be in utter clarity at this point in time and move from the truth of what's encoded in us.
And so all that, you're talking about transforming old patterns.
Yes, absolutely.
And then what's that, and when people do that, what's that going to bring to them?
Well, first let me say that in our modern culture, especially for people who haven't had teachings about past lives and so forth, we think that the patterns that we have are just from this time. They aren't necessarily. Sometimes they're multi-generational, multicultural, and multi-spiritual. So when we begin to clear those, we acknowledge them, we work with them, we understand them, we clear what needs to be cleared, it's totally transformative. And the more clarity that we have and the more that we understand the gifts that came from all those different lineages, the more accessible we are to our inner truth, our authenticity, and what we really have to offer to ourselves and each other.
Yeah, so true.
How do we bring these? Yeah, dancing is a large part of this because what we have in our bodies is different than what's in our minds. One of the things that a teacher gave me long ago is that the mind is a tool. It's not supposed to direct the show. The heart is supposed to direct it. Okay? In modern culture, we've been taught to be linear thinkers. Linear thinking encourages us to believe that we are supposed to come from an egoic intellectual base. Because of that, we often cut off the heart. When we cut off the heart and the emotions and the instinctual understanding, then we're working from a logic base. There's nothing wrong with logic, but without heart, it doesn't take the consequences into account. So many times, humans, from a scientific viewpoint, have made many decisions that 20 years down the road or 50 years down the road, we realize are really horrible decisions. If we're coming from a basis of our heart, and we're really looking at how what we do affects everything else, it's a totally different process. We can only access that heart base through our bodies. And dancing is an absolutely amazing tool for that. When we begin to dance our truth and understand these things that have held us back, they come up through our bodies. They're much more easily accessible. And then we can work with them with our mind.
Yeah, it's so healing to do that dancing. Well, thank you, Robin, for being here today and sharing your gifts with us.
Well, thank you for asking me, and thank you for the opportunity to be at Women of Wisdom. I love that conference. I always have. I missed it while I was on Maui, and I'm so glad to be back.
Yes, we are too. So Robin will be giving a workshop, Sweet Medicine Dance, on Saturday, February 16th. Check out her website, dreamingshaman.com, and also the nonprofit churchoftheearth.org. Well, this is Chris Danis, and when we come back, we are going to be talking to Judith Frost.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now on our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, Six Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Welcome back to Voices of Women, and that song is from Lorraine Bays. It's on our Woman of Wisdom CD, which you can check out on our website at womanofwisdom.org. And I think, you know, that Pray Like a Woman, that's what we were talking about with Robin Youngblood about dancing. And that's one way to pray, even. So now I would like to introduce you to another Woman of Wisdom presenter, Judith Frost. Judith launched her career in New York City, rising rapidly from telephone sales to a communications director and then became a management consultant. In 1993, Judith responded to the higher calling, earning a master's in social work. And when she experienced an extraordinary healing of a lifelong phobia using the revolutionary EFT tapping technique, which we will describe in a little bit, she knew she had to make it on her own. Today, Judith is a nationally recognized EFT expert and trainer, who is fiercely committed to helping people achieve their own authentic healing. And her website is www.tap, and then the number 4, not spelled out, tapforhealing.com. And she's given a workshop at a conference in February called Woman, Stop Selling Yourself Short. It'll be Saturday, February 15th. So welcome, Judith.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. It's a delight to be here.
Yeah, so I'm going to start off by, because it's always intriguing when people put this in their bio, tell us the story of the healing of a lifelong phobia.
I had a dental phobia from experiences as a child with the dentist, and I just couldn't go to the dentist. I had a horrible time, and I needed to have oral surgery, and I tried going to the oral surgeon because I really needed to get this done, and I would have these just enormous panic attacks. So nobody would really see me or do anything with me because I could barely walk in the door of their office. So I had yet another appointment with a brand new oral surgeon, hoping that this would be different. And I woke up that morning, and I was doing my usual routine. I was pacing and having all kinds of, heavy breathing and nauseous and the whole nine yards. So a friend of mine had given me some VHS tapes about EFT, and said, this is really effective, and it helps people with anxiety and to be more relaxed and a lot of other things. And I thought, well, at least it'll distract me. So I put in the VHS tape. This is going back a few years when that was more common than it is now, started watching and learned the initial sequence. And then there was an hour-long session with a man named Dave on that VHS tape. And he had a lifelong fear of water. And so they were taking him, and this is Gary Craig and his assistant, Gary Craig, the founder of EFT, and they took him from the parking lot of a motel in his swim trunks, got him closer and closer to the pool, got him in the pool, and he was, every time he had a little anxiety, they would tap, and I followed the instructions and tapped along with them and just said, dentist instead of water. And in about 40 minutes, he was at the deep end of the pool, splashing and having a great time and laughing and kind of jumping up and down and dipping his head under the water. And while he was doing that, I was thinking, oh, this oral surgery thing isn't that big a deal. And that was an impossible thought for me. So that afternoon, I went to the oral surgeon. Met a very nice young man. He just was great, showed me what he was going to do, and I got the x-ray done, and 2 weeks later went in for the oral surgery without really much to do about it at all. That morning I was a little nervous, and that was it. So no more panic, no more distress around dentist or oral surgery. Now I go get my teeth cleaned like anybody else. I don't like it, but, you know, one of those things.
Well, so that leads me to ask you about EFT. What is it? How does it work? So you talk about tapping. So what does EFT stand for to begin with?
Well, it's emotional freedom techniques. And what it is that we, it's a combination of the ancient wisdom of acupuncture and modern brain science, and it's a situation where we use the acupuncture points on our face and body. We use seven of them, and we just tap them lightly, so no needles involved, no distress or concern about that. And tapping lightly on those spots while saying certain kinds of affirmations is what we do, and that's why we call it tapping. And a lot of people refer to it, instead of as EFT or emotional freedom techniques, they'd call it just the tapping. So we tap lightly on these points, and it helps to relax us. And exactly why that is around the chemical releases of the acupuncture points when you stimulate those points. So it drains away stress and anxiety. And the modern brain science shows us that if we briefly bring to mind some kind of a trauma or a distress, while the body is relaxed, it helps to break those psychological and physical bonds in the brain that keep us reacting to the same situation or similar situations in the same old way.
So it kind of keeps us in these old belief patterns.
Right.
And then the tapping does some release of that.
Right. It breaks there are actually, what brain science shows us is that there are neural pathways that develop around our beliefs and our activities. And when those are activated, they just get stronger and stronger. So every time I would go to the dentist's office, for instance, I would get a brand new thickening of my neural pathway that says, now is the time to have a panic attack. Oops, you smell that smell? Go for it. And every time I would do it, I would get a little stronger on that neural pathway. So what this does is hold relaxation in our body while we think briefly, this is not a long process, but briefly about this event, about this fear, about the whatever it is that is bothering us. And that helps break the bond that is it, of that neural pathway. It's the key to it is having the relaxed body. I couldn't have a relaxed body thinking about going to an oral surgeon. It was not possible. The thought would come through my mind. I would be off. So if you have a fear of driving, for instance, getting into a car, thinking about getting into a car and sitting behind a wheel, that would start your neural pathway going. It would start that thought process happening, and you would have the typical reaction. If you do that while you're relaxed instead of all tensed up, it starts breaking that neural pathway.
Well, and I've witnessed it too, because I've been in a couple situations where we've used EFT and have seen people reduce, a chronic headache that they've been in pain for a long time.
Right.
And I know you continue doing this CAPI sequence, you ask people for a number, okay, what is this pain level or fear, whatever it is, between 1 and 10, and watching the numbers go down, where then they're sitting there, headache-free, or they're at a number 2, where they were at an 8, 9 pain level before. So.
Yeah. And that's 15, 20 minutes in many cases.
Yes. Do you need to keep doing it to reinforce the new, I would say, I guess, new neural pathways of not having that fear of the dentist or pain level or whatever it is? Do you need to keep reinforcing the EFT?
What happens is that we develop these headaches, these physical problems, these fears because of prior events. Now, somehow in the process of that 40-minute period that I was tapping along with the man who was afraid of water, I got all of those pieces. So I never have had to tap on dentistry, oral surgery. I've had 3 oral surgeries since then. I've never have to tap on that again. However, if we didn't get all of those, then the first one may have been eliminated, and the second event that caused me the distress was eliminated, but there may be others as well. And so the same symptom can come back around that. And when we go back and pick those prior events up, that's when people can lose the headache forever. There are many times that one session will take care of the problem. There are many times that it doesn't. Some things are deeper and have more things that are contributing to it.
Yeah, so there's more intense work to do. Well, this is Christine. It's on Voices of Women, and we're going to take a little break. We'll come back and continue our conversation with Judith Frost.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day?
The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I'm talking with Judith Frost today. So, Judith, can you give your websites where people can experience EFT, this tapping technique? I believe you have some videos and a couple websites that people can check this out.
Yes, you can check it out on my website. I have a couple of videos there, which is www.tap4healing.com. And then also the group that I work with for training EFT is called EFTUniverse.com, and there are a number of free videos that you can access there and watch how the process works and also get some more description and training about what it is and how it works.
Yeah, it's I encourage people to check that out. It's a very simple thing to do. You can do yourself once you learn how to do it. And
absolutely.
And you can also go to a facilitator to work through some issues, too, that can help you identify. Like, sometimes you're not really sure what the problem is. You may have, you know, a fear or I know when I've observed it is like seeing them talking people through to get down to the root problem. What mm-hmm. is the root belief system that's holding you back? So we're going to be having you at a workshop at Woman of Wisdom, and one of the things that you're going to be working with using the EFT process is unearthing the blocking beliefs that have kept women from succeeding. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay,
what are some of
good.
The common beliefs that keep us back?
Well, there are fears around success and failing. Very often there's a voice in the back of your head that says, oh, I can't do that, or men can do that, but not women. That's not okay in my family. I don't deserve to be successful. I'm not good enough or pretty enough or tall enough. I'm not smart enough or I'm too dumb. I feel really stupid if I do that. It's too hard. I'll never be able to finish it. Something always seems to go wrong. And just tons of blocking beliefs around money and how much I'm allowed to make or have in my life. And that's true for relationships. I can't have a relationship. I think all men are bad, or everybody's going to take advantage of me. So there are lots of beliefs that we carry, and we live our lives by those beliefs, and they stop us. So when we want to step out and do something wonderful or just something different, those beliefs come up and sabotage us. And that's often why we can't move forward, why we procrastinate, why we get stuck, why we say we'll do something and then don't follow through. It's that belief comes up, one or more of those beliefs that we carry, and just stops us cold. Because when you've thought a belief, when you've thought a thought many times, it becomes a belief, and when it's a belief, it becomes true in our lives. Doesn't matter what's really true. It only matters what I believe is true. And so if I believe I can't make, let's say, $150,000 a year, you can be darn sure that I will find a way to keep myself from doing that.
So, and you mentioned that in using the tapping that you are saying these affirmations, but affirmations alone, I believe, in what you're saying, won't necessarily change our beliefs.
Right. What we do with our affirmation is a typical setup phrase would be, even though I don't believe I deserve to be successful, I accept myself and how I feel. So we're not trying to say, no, 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 don't believe that, or I have to believe that I must be successful. We put in the part about, you know, I know that's a problem for me, and I'm okay anyway. It's a very important part of the process, and it helps us identify those places and those beliefs and the origin of those beliefs, the root of the problem, which is where we really want to go.
So it's about identifying the beliefs that have
right.
been blocking.
Right.
And then it's the actual tapping that releases it?
It's the tapping that starts to release it, and oftentimes it's many layers down as to what is really at the root of it. I worked with a woman this morning who has been working on anxiety issues, and it turns out that part of the problem for her is that she is afraid to be angry. And because of some things that happened 10 years ago, she's really angry with herself. And we started talking about the anger, and the anxiety showed up. So we're looking for those kinds of things that sometimes on the surface don't seem to be related, but really are. And as we were tapping through that, she began to feel more and more relaxed around it. And I'm sure we're not done yet, but it was a very good beginning to see why the anxiety shows up.
Yeah, you need to discover the root. If you don't get to the root of it, it's still going to be showing up one way or another.
Exactly, exactly. And the root is very often in things that we believe are about ourselves as a result of what other people have told us and of our prior experiences.
Yes, and then it becomes a pattern, and it's usually at a young age, too, I would
yes,
say.
Yes, it is. Very often, in this particular case, this young woman was 26 when this happened. So it isn't necessarily from childhood, but when we looked at it a little bit further, we saw that anger was not allowed in her family, and it was really mm-hmm. scary for her in the family. And so that's where that early connection is, because you're not supposed to be angry. She was getting really very anxious about being angry with herself, much less the person that caused her so much distress.
Yes. Well, and it's like peeling an onion. So you might discover, you might go so far back and discover this, but then underneath that layer, there's another layer.
That's
and
right.
another layer. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we do this work, and we've done this work for years of on ourself, and then stuff comes up because we get triggered, and we go, oh, I thought I've dealt with this already, you know, and it's just,
right.
it's, we're just getting to a deeper level
yeah.
of understanding and comprehending what has happened, because when you get triggered again, there's still something there that
right.
that is causing us to have that reaction. We're triggered because we're somebody says something that reminds us. We may not even be aware of what it reminds us of, but there's something
exactly.
there, and it brings forth, I think, from the unconscious to the conscious level, too.
Right. But what happens with EFT is that we get to it so much faster, and we actually can resolve many of those triggers, if not all of them. Some of them have lots of triggers, but we look at it as you don't have to get every single one of them. Frequently, we can get, I don't know, half, and the symptom will go away.
Yeah, that's so great. Well,
Thanks for being on the show today, Judith, and we look forward to having you at the conference.
Wonderful. I'm looking forward to it, too, and thanks for having me on the show.
Yes. So check out, Judith will be giving the workshop, Women, Stop Selling Yourself Short. It's Saturday, February 15th. You can just go to the Woman of Wisdom website, womanofwisdom.org, and look for the conference 2014 schedule, and you can see all the offerings that we have. So check out Judith's website again is www.tap4healing.com. So I hope everybody has a great holiday, New Year's, and I want to invite people to check out the Woman of Wisdom Conference. We have our early birds for three of our presenters, Jalaja Bonham, who's doing Evolving Towards Peace, Awakening the Global Heart, Esther Nicholson is giving a workshop, and Julie McIntyre also. And their early birds, we extended them until January 10th, so check out their website. We have lots of half-day workshops. You can just come to one workshop, you can come to one evening, or you can come the whole weekend. It's a great place to come hang out with a lot of wonderful women. And so we want to invite you to join us in Seattle, February 14th through the 17th. Well, next week, I'll be having our two more Women of Wisdom presenters, Titania Dahlin and Lubica Holm. And also remember, check out my book on Women of Wisdom. It's a compilation of many stories and from our presenters and art and poetry. Great inspirational book, and you can get that at womanofwisdom.org as well. This is Christina, so glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women, and Happy New Year.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit BiteBackForACure.org.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready?
visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.